The Lord Means What He Says by Maria Fontaine.
When you feel as though you failed or haven't done as well as you should have in some area, commendation from the Lord can be a little hard to receive. Whether He's commending you in personal prophecy as you take your time with Him, or whether it's general commendation written in the Bible or published in devotional writings. I learned a lesson about this a long time ago. The Lord was giving me encouragement for the future and all that He was going to accomplish. I seriously questioned some of the things that He said, because some of them were hard for me to imagine being true. They sounded so wonderful and different from the way I was feeling. I was pushing them aside and not truly accepting them. Sometimes the hardest things for us to believe are the beautiful and wonderful things He tells us about ourselves, because He sees us so differently than we see ourselves. We see all our faults and sins and shortcomings, and He sees those too and wants to help us with them, of course. But His love covers all that. He means all those beautiful things He tells you, and He wants you to be encouraged and full of faith. Shining brighter with age. As we get older, and as certain things in the physical become a bit more challenging, it's good to be able to laugh about it and just keep going for Jesus, doing our best for Him. As someone wisely said, we don't stop laughing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop laughing. Youthfulness is not just a time of life. It is also a state of mind. Some of us are getting older in years, but we can still be just as youthful and fresh in spirit as ever. If we're allowing the Lord and His Word to continue to work in our lives, we'll be open to new ideas and approaches, throwing off negative mindsets and trying new things. We can't afford to get into ruts if we want to continue to follow God afresh every day. I've always thought that so many of us older ones have been able to keep our youthful spirit because we have experienced so much change through the years in our service to the Lord. However, as we all know, it's not enough to have had those things in the past. We have to continue to strive to make progress and grow. As Proverbs 4:18 says, "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." Growing your faith. Your faith is going to grow as you step out to follow God as He is leading you. Even if you feel like the widow of Zarephath with just enough for each day, just enough for each meal, as you keep going and walking by faith, your faith will grow. As long as you keep doing what the Lord asks, keep stepping out in obedience to what the Lord has shown you, your faith is going to keep growing. And it's going to be enough to fulfill the Lord's mission and purpose for you today and in the future. He says, "Wherever you're at in your faith life, you can be sure that I'll stretch you further. And that's a good thing." I'll repeat what the Lord said. Stretching our faith is a good thing. It doesn't feel so good sometimes when the Lord stretches us. But because we know that it's good, we can really praise the Lord for those experiences when they present themselves. Do I love the fight? Most of us don't naturally feel inspired by the concept of battles and fighting or the concept of spiritual warfare. I don't think that I could say that I love the actual fight itself either. I do love the victory. I'm after the end result. So in that way, I do love the fight, because you can't get the end result without the battle. I just don't have those emotional loving it feelings. Maybe it's a little bit like love for the lost. Our love for the lost is manifested in our obedience and willingness to sacrifice to share the Lord's love and truth with the lost. So perhaps that's similar to loving the fight. We don't have to feel emotional about it to embrace the fight. We just have to be obedient and willing to fight the good fight of faith. I just wanted to encourage you, if you're a more peaceful type like me, and if you don't feel naturally battle-inclined, the Lord is the one who gives us the strength and power to fight the faith battles He's called us to. Free skate. Someone once wrote me, "Many times I feel that I just need to be alone with the Lord without a lot of pressure to do this and do that. It's like the ice skaters who have to perform certain tricks or requirements in order to be considered top-notch skaters. But once in a while they have to be able to free skate, like we have to have that free expression of love and faith and prayer in our relationship with the Lord. That's an important key in our relationship with the Lord, learning how to enjoy the Lord and our time in relationship with Him. We do have to study the Word, of course, but you also need to regularly have times with the Lord that are relaxing, when we can just be still and know that He is God. I hope that each of you is able to find that time to enjoy Jesus and revel in His Spirit. It's part of having the joy of the Lord and resting in Him.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.